were some of the key performance work items that we did in Windows 95 to make it snappy? Well, first of all, there was this guy, as Raymond Chen would know, David D'Souza, Snoozer we called him, who used to whack us with stuffed animals if we had fat piggy code. If you got hit by 32-bit bunny, it was a bad day. Let's just say that a bunch of stuffed animals got blown up through talking rain and dry ice, but that's a story for another time. So two things come to mind, one of which I worked on. First was the Blit compiler, and there was a guy named Ray Patrick, who worked on graphics, and PatBlit, so we called him Ray PatBlit. And so what it would do is actually compile the code to do a stretch blit on the stack and execute it. It was faster than parameterizing every possibility of size, color conversion, and so on. So that was one. The second one I worked on, which was fast send message. So you can imagine if you're 32-bit code, right, and the core of Windows 95 was still 16-bit for user and GDI, you don't want to be doing ring transitions and stuck in a lock and back and forth, really just to make an API call. So we would detect from 32-bit code if it was really on the same thread, there were no hooks, there was no reason why we couldn't go straight to the window proc. And that made a huge difference, actually. Because if you wrote Windows apps, you pretty much turned your window proc into a switch statement to call functions, and you were just wise to kind of go through send message. So that was, those were two things that we did.